What happened in Mayom this morning was a retaliation for an attack on our location at the place called Bong area on July 21st, 2022 by Major General Shoal Galwak, the overall commander of regime pro-militias based in Mayom County. And he is himself a commissioner at the same time. So together with the commander of area commander of ISPDF, commander of 4th Infantry Division, they organized an attack on our location, killing one of our soldiers and wounded another one. So our forces responded by attacking them, the commissioner and the commander of 4th Infantry Division in Mayom, as our prime target, in which the house of the commissioner was hit by a rocket propelled grenade, resulting to his demise inside the house. So that is what had happened.
When you say they attacked your position, who are you? Because I understand you were with the South Sudan United Front, led by General Paul Malongawan.
No. I'm not. We are not with Paul Malongawan. We have already pulled out from Paul Malongawan and formed our movement called South Sudan People Movement, South Sudan People Arms, SSPMA.
So this is a new rebellion you are forming, basically.
Yeah, we have formed a new movement called South Sudan People Movement and South Sudan People Army with the aim and objective to defeat the despotic regime and to install a federal democratic system of government in the Republic of South Sudan. So we formed it last year with the aim and objective to unseat, to overthrow the regime and to install democratic system of government in the Republic of South Sudan, to allow the people of South Sudan to choose their leaders in a free and fair election.
And where are you now, General? Are you in Mayom?
I'm not in Mayom. I'm on the border of South Sudan with Sudan.
Why aren't you on the ground in Mayom leading your forces?
I'm on the ground. I said, when I say border on South Sudan with Sudan, mean that between Mayom and Sudan, that is the border. So that is my headquarters.
South Sudan leaders are trying to complete the implementation of a peace agreement they signed 4 years ago to silence the guns and restore peace and stability in the country, take the nation to elections. Why start a rebellion now?
There is no real peace in the country. So even there will be no even election. There will be more wars at the end of the interim period. So we are the one outside. We have not signed that agreement. We are non-signatory to that agreement. So we have no link with that whether they are going for election or they are not going for election. So we are outside that agreement. We are not there.
Yes, General Boy, some people say you are a disgruntled individual and you are angry with the government because of personal reasons. We remember you were stripped of your rank and you rebelled. You joined Paul Malongawan. And then now you say you pull out and you're starting a new movement. Some people say you're motivated by personal reasons.
It was not my intention to fight this war. It is because I was pushed to the limit by the regime. And I had no choice but to fight for my right and the right of the people of South Sudan to rescue them from the despotic regime. I was arrested twice in 2016 and 2018, respectively, by the regime, all on baseless accusation that I wanted to join the insurgency. I was attacked in my hometown, Unity State, on the 31st of May, 2018, by government pro-militias based in Mayom, with order from the former Chief of Defense Force, killing two of my bodyguards and wounded two others.
So it is personal to you?
It was not personal. It was not. I was forced into action. It was not personal.
Now, what is your next move after attacking Mayom?
My next move is to fight the government, fight the regime in all fronts where my forces are.
But now, General, you have attacked Mayom. The South Sudan People's Defense Forces will move in to fight you, and it's war all over again. How many fighters do you command?
We have forces to fight. We know how to fight them. As we started Mayom, we started somewhere also in Bargazal and also in Oil Field. We have forces.